Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. Two by two.
I be the count.
Yeah. Holy Spirit just moved.
Two by two.
Yeah.
That's the move.
Holy Spirit just moved.
That's it, bro. Hey. Holy Spirit just moved.
Holy Spirit just moved.
Jesus out of my radio.
Out of my radio.
Out of my radio.
Yeah. Let's do it. Let's go.
Let's go, sir.
Uh-huh. Hey, sir, what's up?
There you go.
Let's go, bro. Hey.
Let's go. Out my radio.
Man,
hey,
let's rock this radio.
There
you
go.
Hello and welcome to the show. We're back. We're back. It's another episode of Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. Welcome to the Mother Son Real Talk. Hey, Quincy. We got Quincy Howard Sr. on the phone. How are you, baby?
Awesome. Awesome. Amazing. How you doing?
I'm doing good. We had our launch. So how you feeling about that? Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, I'm excited about it. It's good being well received already. If you haven't already, slide over to YouTube's So Real with Madeline and check that out. Have more content and transparency coming your way very soon. Very exciting times.
Yes, very excited about it. We had a really great conversation, so make sure that you click the link. I will put it in the description below the show after it's over with. And, you guys, it was just a really awesome time. We talked about so many things, the transparency of me and illnesses and finances and how they were feeling at such a young age to have a parent dependent. So, you know, Quincy, you know, we talk about a lot. You know, we want people to listen to the episode. But what was maybe something that you were like, oh, man, I should have mentioned that, or we could have talked about that, which we can talk about on another episode?
When I look back on it, I just wish you probably would have expounded more on how well our family, like, even though coming from a divorce home, like, both sides, almost every single part of our family gets along. We blend very well. And I don't think we all in that time, actually, we all stuck together and did what we need to do to get through those tough times. I think that we should have touched on that a little more, but hey, you know, we can talk about that another time, though. But it, man, our families blended and supported each other very well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. We, you know, you listen to the show, you're going to know what we're talking about once you listen to the episode one. But we, his dad and I, my ex-husband, my baby daddy, we have a really great relationship with his wife, Anita. You know, we really get along very well. And the controversy that we had back has been overcome simply through prayer. We talk to one another as we pray about a situation dealing with our adult children together. You know, the realization is, you know, hey, they're still our kids, but we got to get to the place where we're on one accord and be a better example as parents, Christian parents, to our children. So it was really, really an experience for me, and I enjoy being there with my son. So we're going to talk about some things on the next episode, and Quincy, he's at work right now. So we're trying to just make sure we keep things right and tight.
It's good. But, it's all good, man. Multiple streams.
Yeah, so multiple streams, like that's what we have to really, really, really understand, you guys. That's going to be part of our next episode on next Monday, so make sure you guys tune in. On next Monday, we're going to go live again, and we're going to keep shooting the videos. And if you got topics, you have some situations that you're dealing with, parents, if you're out there, moms, dads, even kids, like young teenagers, if you're 18, 20, you feel like your parents are not feeling you, you don't really get it or understand some things, you know, shoot it into us and let us talk about it, because I'm almost positive we've had to deal with a lot of that. So, you know, things like young pregnancies with my kids, I didn't have to deal with that, and drugs, thank God we didn't have to deal with any of that. But, you know, I had it in my family. You know, everybody got something. Everybody got an uncle named Peaches. Like, we all got something in our family that we can relate to and we can share with. So, Quincy, what else do you think we should talk about? Like, we have a lifetime of episodes, but what else do you think we should share about?
Is going to be talking about multiple streams of income, credit, is something we need to talk about. like the importance of just being wise, educating yourself on how credit works, how to build that. Not only college or getting a degree, but getting a skill. You don't necessarily even have to, you know, go to college. If that's your field, definitely go. But basically set yourself up in a position to where you can provide, you know, for your children's children and for your legacy. We need to talk about that. We need to talk about real life issues, like what do you do when tragedy hits, singleness. Talking about that, man, how we got through singleness, divorce, engage, and being engaged.
Yeah.
The church, we need to talk about the church for sure and where the church stands as a believer of the Most High, Jesus. And that's something I really want to talk about, too, is the church doing enough? So for sure on that, too. So what do you think we can talk about? I'm always talking. What do you think we need to talk about, Mama?
I'm with you on the church situation too, like the head of the household, young men, and even with our culture, young black men, like stepping back into the presence of the family, being at the forefront and leading, you know, the families in a direction that they should go. The women shouldn't have to carry the whole load. You know, it's okay to support your man and be there for him, but you guys, the man is the provider. And he is the disciplinarian, he's the overseer, he's the protector. Like, he can't do those things if you guys are always at odds. So I'm looking forward to talking about the church. I mean, being in the presence of the Lord, how important it is to pray together. Like, that's key right there. And you talking about credit even, you know, you just bought your first home, you know, kind of, what was that like for you?
Man, I had to have some wise counsel around me. It was a process. It was a long time coming, and it took a great deal of putting aside, you know, something that men don't like to sit aside, which is your pride, and just saying, you know what, if I want to be here, maybe I need to sacrifice A, B, C, and D so that I can get my family to where they need to be. Also, too, I love how you said, and I caught it when we talked about the church. Notice you didn't mention a building. The church is us. It's people. It's actually living out what what the Bible says. You know, we are the church, you know, getting things back in order. And I love how you said men are providing. And I think one of the things that men are not providing as it pertains, period, is not just financially, but mentally and spiritually, we are to be providers. And that is lacking. Men are not, for the most part, I can't speak for women, but from a man's standpoint, my heart hurts for the lack of seeing men just step up mentally and spiritually for our queens and for our ladies.
Yeah.
You know, we need to be there. Yeah. Women should not all spiritually, you know, higher, you know, than the men all the time, you know. And I think women need to challenge us. Don't just do everything for us. You know, challenge us, make us step up to the plate. I know my queen, my wife, made me step up to the plate. There were some things she just wouldn't bend on, and that made me step up. She's like, man, if you love me, this is what you're going to have to do. And she's challenged me in iron sharpens iron. And I'm proud of my wife, and I'm proud of the woman she's becoming and the young woman, the, you know, woman of God that she's becoming, not only as a wife, but as a mother. You know, but that couldn't have happened had it not been for, you know, the Most High and making sure we had wise counsel around us. But, yeah, wise counsel for sure had to be around me for that process of even buying a house. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome being financially stable. I mean, I know you guys, they talk about money. But that money is an issue. You know, it's a never-ending issue, even for people with money. It's a situation that, you know, if they got money, what are you ask them what they want, they're going to say more money. So it is something that is evident, is there, you know, and everybody need it. But God says that we should have the love of money in our heart. Like, that ain't your focus of every day when you breathing and living is money, 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 money. But you are to pursue a purpose, and God will provide. He will give the provision of you being able to financially do the things that he has for you to do. The assignment that he gives, he equips you. Like, that's That's where we need to focus. And he knows we need finances. He knows it. So he can place people around you with the resources or the connections to get some things done that you need to get done. So y'all stay tuned on episode two. We're going to be talking about that multiple streams. It's key. Like the situation we're in now, people are being sent home from their jobs, hours being cut. This is a time where that multiple stream comes in handy. And that's why it's called multiple streams. The garden had multiple streams of water flowing through into the Garden of Eden, but it had multiple areas. And you got to have those streams coming in, filling up one place so that you can provide. You have more than one child, you need more than one stream. I'm just going to be real.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah. So Pastor Duncan.
My daughter. Having a daughter. To put that in perspective for you, like the importance of multiple streams of income. Not just my son; I was blessed to have a son first, but then I had my daughter, and it was just like I may need to make some more money.
You might need to make some more money.
Just a tad.
Because I'm telling you, children.
What you
were
saying? What were you saying about Pastor? What were you saying about Pastor Duncan?
Pastor used to say, you know, he said one job is for one person, two jobs is for two people. And you're right. If you have more than one person in your home, then it is because you have to have more than one job. Your money is like one source of income, unless, like I said, you're millionaires or thousandaires, ain't going to cut it.
Yeah. And a lot of things, too, Mom, I love how you said that. Has to happen, and you have to put. I think a lot of the times too is when we write and when we talk about the multiple streams, is one of the things you instilled in me as a man is to write stuff down. Sometimes when you don't look at it, you don't see it, then you don't ever realize that there's an issue. Or like me and my wife had to sit down and we would say things out loud, but we had to write it down.
Yeah.
And we wrote it down. We was like. That's crazy. I can't believe that this is how we was living.
I can't believe, but write it down.
Write it down. Make your plans known. Make your plans plain to even yourself. That way you can reevaluate it and say, you know what, this is a good idea, or you know what, this particular plan or this goal needs to wait, and so we can achieve this goal.
Yeah.
So yes, make your stuff. Write it down.
Yeah, and you definitely got to step outside your comfort zone. Like, that's a given.
Amen.
Because working and walking with God, he's going to pull you out of that circle that you like, I don't want to go. He's going to make you uncomfortable and put you in the presence of him, because he's going to have you doing some what seems to be impossible things. And you just got to trust him. Your faith is going to have to increase drastically, and I'm sure your faith had to grow in order to see buying a home like that. That's vision, you know. So it's very, very key.
Definitely.
But I'm excited. So finances is the next topic, and of course we're going to be talking about the church and the kingdom almost every episode. That's a must. But tell us about too, Quincy. You know, you're a minister now, and speaking of church and being a man of God. What was that journey for you, transparency time?
It was a journey I didn't want at first. And I think you know that. You asked me, you know, like you don't know. you know, I dodged it for a while. Man, I think I ran from it a lot. I think we knew early on, Mama. I think you probably knew way before I even figured it out, but I would say I knew I was supposed to teach around the age of 13. He called us to pastor and to lead around the age of 13. I just told the Lord no. You know, I had the audacity to be like, they don't make no money. You know, it's too many hours. You know, and I had the privilege of just seeing some great men of God lead a church and saw that it was no easy feat. The sacrifices you would have had to make, and I just stopped running. You know, a tragedy hit, and we need to talk about that too. When tragedy hits, we talked about that briefly, but I'm going to be transparent on the episode, and we'll do a transparency part two where I will share how tragedy hit me and how I responded to it. You know, what we call tragedy, then God uses that to make you step up and do what he has called you to do. He's sovereign. So though you have your choices, you're going to ultimately do what God has called you to do. And those whom he called, he equipped. And those whom he foreknew, he predestined. So, as a minister, he changed my character, but Quincy is still Quincy. Mm-hmm. I know I've seen a lot. I've had the privilege of talking to some old friends, and they look back and they say, "Boy, you still Quincy." I say, "I ain't going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere." But he's changed what I represent, how I view things, what I even care about. Some of the things I cared about before, I don't really care about anymore. And just making wiser decisions, taking that knowledge and marrying it with wisdom. Notice that they're two different things. We'll talk about that another episode as well. But just once you get with the Most High, you take that knowledge and then you ask God for how to apply the knowledge, and he'll give you that wisdom. So it's been good. It's been good. It's been a journey. I'm excited about it. I'm in Okmulgee right now, moved from a country to another country.
God just prepped you for your other country.
That's right.
We was a big country, now he's in a little country.
Attending church in the Antioch church when I was in Texas, and then OCBF, Oakley Bible Fellowship. And Antioch is headed by Pastor Duncan, Pastor Roy G. Duncan, and the Oakley Bible Fellowship is headed by Dr. Tony Evans, and now I'm under Pastor Marcus Jeffrey here at Eastside Baptist Church in here. So awesome churches, awesome fellows. All of them are awesome men of God, just biblical when they teach. And you can tell that they study to show that stuff approved. So naturally, I'm just privileged to be able to learn from all of these guys. And, of course, my father's a deacon at Oakland Bible Fellowship. And I've always said he's supposed to be teaching. I don't know why he's a deacon. He need to be teaching somewhere. I love you, Daddy. You go where the Lord leads you. It's been great.
Ministry is, and it comes in different forms and fashions. I know a lot of individuals might have opinions on, you know, who needs to be up front, but ministry, your life is a ministry. As you walk from day to day, there are people watching you, you know, every day, children, not just children, your parents, you know, watching their parents and so on and so forth. Everyone is watching somebody. And there's someone in your family that you look up to. And there may be, you may be the individual everybody is looking up to. And it makes a difference. You being that person in the front, you're probably going to get scolded or talked about the most or mistreated the most. But you're the one that they're going to call on at the end of the day because they know they can depend on you. They can count on you. And that's the main thing. And that's how we need to be with God. You know, we talk about him. We get upset. We turn our back. We walk away. But bottom line, at the end of the day, if things go wrong, where we at? We calling on the Lord. Oh, Jesus, can you help me? If you just help me get this job, if you can help me get this car, if you help me get this phone. But then if you can just save my child, if you could, you know, save my spouse, or, you know, Lord, don't let me lose my job, or don't let me get the corona. You know, there are things that we're praying and asking him for when, to me, it's an attention getter. You know, how parents can give you that look when you just not listening, you ain't acting right, or maybe they in church.
Exactly,
my dad was in the pool
exactly.
He was just looking at us wrong. So corona is God's way of looking at us like, really? You know, y'all need to get yourself together because the saints were just falling by the wayside, and we weren't in on our post. We were sleeping and nodding on the job, and we didn't appreciate the blessings that God had given us, and we were frivolous with it. And so that's why we're here, to tell you, real talk you on some things that, you know, he's gotten on us, you know, things that, you know, we weren't doing or needed to do. I feel like some situations that occur, God is getting your attention. He's giving your attention because you're running out of time, and we need to pay attention to that. You know, we need to pay attention because death has no preference. It don't care. And I know about that. And, you know, I lost a child, my firstborn. I didn't understand that scenario, and it made some challenges in my marriage. So, you guys, you have to know that struggles and trials in your life are prepping you for a harder situation that's coming down the road. You know, everybody keeps saying this is hard, but believe it or not, it's not the worst. It's not the worst that when AIDS first came out, oh gosh, everybody was in panic mode. So now we're on the corona, you know, so it's just, there's always something that just seems like it is the worst thing that could ever happen, but there will always be a worst. And we need to have faith in that and trust God in that. So, Quincy, what do you want to share? We got a few more minutes. You want to give some words of encouragement before we decide to close
Definitely.
Out?
Definitely. You know, if you give me a chance to encourage somebody, I'm going to do it. I'll encourage you all with what I encourage my wife with, and it seemed to work very well. If you look in Ecclesiastes, when Solomon was writing, he said there was literally a time under the sun for every single thing, laughter, joy, even sorrow, even mourning. There was a time under the sun for everything and except being fearful. So when you move and when you operate in life, if you're a believer, like we're believers in the God of the Bible, just know that move in your season fearless. Do not move in fear, because God is not giving us the spirit of fear. And so definitely be wise. Definitely be cautious. Definitely be concerning, but don't move in fear. Those are my words of encouragement to you all. Love you all. Stick with it. Pray for me as I pray for you. Mom?
Yes, it is awesome. You guys, and thank you for joining us and watching our first episode on YouTube. Please, please, please go in and click it on Facebook, subscribe so that you can get the notifications. Hit the little bell so it'll let you know, hey, there's another episode, and we'll be giving you a heads up before the episodes come on. We'll be letting you know. But our goal is every Monday we want to bring a conversation to you from mother to son, from a Christian perspective of real life situations and real talk about how we dealt with it how we are dealing with it. So thank you guys for the support and encouragement. Those who are listening in right now, appreciate you guys hopping on, and we're going to have the playback available also in the feed of the episode one. And please, please, please post your comments on what you want to hear, like what you want us to talk about. So I'm Madeline Bass, and we are here with
Quincy Howard Senior.
Howard, there you go, Senior. If y'all watch, you know, I have to remember to put that senior on the end because I do have grandson.
You gotta do it.
But I appreciate every one of you, and of course, Want to Know Your Name is the theme that we're going with right now for our intro, extra on our blog shows. But on this one, we're bumping Jesus on our radio, because we want everybody to know there's always a time to give him praise. Have a wonderful evening. Madeline Bass, host of So Real with Madeline, keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards in Christ. God bless you.
Love you all.
Love you. Bye-bye. And how
ain't about me, about my opinions, about how I feel if I'm feeling different. What the words say, take first place. On the third day, he was real. Man, I'm feeling so brand new. Yeah, these liars just can't stand you. Nope. They hate Christ, they gon' hate me, they won't stand him, they won't stand you. In this realm, but not of this world. Kingdom minded and on my way. Yeah. From the clothes that I choose to rock, yeah, to the songs I let my car base. Yeah. Man, I'm letting that bass go. And I'm letting that treble bow. Jesus came and he saved you. My cup, then I give it all away. Never greedy, it's the truth that I'm giving. They speak his name, I'm not ashamed. Matter of fact, I praise his holy name. I'm Jesus risen all my days until I see the Lord that day. So be on one, I'm on three. Speaking by the Son and Spirit be. Living up a QC consistently. This how you think I'm living, G. OD, only one that I need. If I wanted your opinion, I would cut on a TV screen. Movie screen, then hit the scene and stunt like I don't know the kind of king. Lord of lords, Abba, Father, Dada, Papa, Elohim, my provider. On this beat, Holy Spirit, ride. Lifting up myself, Lord, you're my help. You control my health when all is well. And when it's not, you still prevail. Because of you, I won't touch hell. Cause by your name, Lord, I've been saved. By your name, Lord, I've been changed. In your name, I kneel and pray. And in you, Lord, my strength remains. Yeah. Ha. So blessings all up in your speakers, two by two. Spread the gospel's what we do. So Holy Spirit, just move.
I won't be